At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's Rayvon, and y'all can check me out on the Bootleg Kev podcast. You feel me?
The Bootleg Kev podcast. Bootleg Kev show. Special guest. Finally.
Stop.
Finally.
Stop.
Rayvon.
Thank you. What's the deal?
What has been going on?
I mean.
I've never ever seen a label be so meticulous about having an incredible artist like yourself and putting out zero music for so long.
Because on the face, so we was developing.
You've been playing me some shit for years, and I'm like, dog, you play me a song that made me cry.
Yeah, but that's like, that's something that's going to make you cry, but we got that. I got that, and I always
Is that song going to come out?
Yes, definitely.
Better come out.
It is, on the album.
Okay.
But we also needed those records that are hits, what we were just talking about. So I feel like I got like seven of those on one project.
You got a lot.
I got a lot.
I mean, I've heard some records with you and some big names.
Yeah, huge names.
Yeah. The baby?
Huh? I think it's about to go there. I already knew it, bro. Nah.
Pre-canceled baby, too.
No? Huh? Yeah. Pre-canceled baby?
Yeah, you had a...
Yeah.
Yeah, you got some big ones.
Yeah.
Pusha T. That, we can talk about that.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
What was that like? Were you intimidated to be like, man, did you know Push was getting on the record, or did you send him like a few records and he picked that one? Like,
No. So we did the record. I did the record at first. Top walked in, and he was like, what you working on, baby boy? And then that's how he walk in the room, real boogeyman-ish. And he was like, what y'all working on? And then I played him that, and he like, man, this is he got real excited, like, this fire. Yeah. And after that, he was like, you know, it'd be crazy if we got Push on there. And I'm like, Push, that would be fire. And then it was just idea. And then one day he called me to the studio, like, hey, come up here, I need you to, I forgot what he told me. I knew it was bullshit, because I'm like, I already did that. But I went up there anyway, and then he played the record for me like that.
Yeah, I mean, there is something to be said about, there's two labels that I always look to when it comes to just like high artist integrity, and it's you guys, TDE, Dreamville. Both labels, whoever they sign, is fire.
Right.
But like you said, you've been, I mean, you had like, a few years ago, the freestyle run that like people were like, "Yo, what the fuck?" You had LeBron reposting your freestyle. It was like
Shaq.
Yeah. Everybody talking. I mean, because you had been. I remember when you were coming up, you would drop the freestyles in the fronts of your car.
Yeah.
Before you were on TDE.
Before I was on TDE, yeah, that's how I went viral. That's how I was like, I started building a name for myself on those, off those freestyles in the car, just rapping in the car, talking about my real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like it's just. It's interesting. Like, what's the thought process of kind of where you've been getting put through? Because you've been writing a lot.
Yeah.
I always see you in the studio writing for other artists.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the thought process of rolling you out slowly, like, Are you going through like rapper boot camp or something?
It was rapper boot camp at first, and then it was like more so we got to make sure that it stick, like, because right. we see a lot of artists that's male that are just coming and going, mm-hmm. and even established artists are not sticking. You know, they dropping projects and they out of here next week.
Yeah,
they out of here, and it's like they not dropping no records. They don't care about no hits. They don't care about nothing, and they just trying to. I don't know what they trying to do, but I know I ain't trying to do what they trying to do. So for the most part, it was just more developing a sound,
right?
Like my pepperoni pizza, like what? Because I'm such a anomaly, I can do everything. So you I can. Do everything. So I try to like they're like you need a sound that we can market up and be like, hey, this is his pepperoni pizza, buy it.
Right.
Yes, he has pineapple pizza. Yes, he has salad. Yes, he has wings.
Hot wings. Yeah.
Yeah, but
what if though pizza? We got all that stuff.
Yeah. Man, I'm going up there. Y'all got wings?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get some wings, man.
So you honed in. You kind of figured out
what it is, what the sound is. And then now it's like polished to where when I do feature with people, it sounds like them featuring me, not me featuring them.
Hmm.
You know, me featuring them, not them featuring me. So that I'm bringing them into my world of what I want the sound to be, not jumping into what they want it to be.
Whatever you do, just don't lose the relatability of your content.
Oh, no, never.
Because I feel like your strong point of the music I hear
my pepperoni pizza.
Is your vulnerability.
Yeah. Everybody said it. That's my pepperoni pizza for sure.
Yeah.
We got that. And I feel like we just created a space for duality mm-hmm. so that people can be like, oh.
Yeah, because if you could do both.
Yeah, if we could do both.
Like another guy who was on DDD who did really good job at doing both.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Making the hit records and being very vulnerable, being very transparent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like me.
Just like you.
Yeah.
Talk about some of the writing you've done, because you have been writing a lot. I feel like has writing kind of helped like keep the dream alive while you're not putting out music?
You're
in the studio a lot.
But even then, I'm always working on my own stuff and trying to figure out, like, the dreams stay alive. Like, you know me from before I was signed. So it's like, from the car shit, I was like trying to figure it out. So anything on TDE is better than being back in that car shit where I'm not knowing where the dollars is coming from. And I'm like, man. And writing was before even TDE. I was in room with people like Danny and stuff like that. I don't want to name y'all because, you know, people be...
Well, yeah, I know you helped write with Danny Lay, right?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
It's a lot of more people I just know. They got me signing papers now, man. They don't want...
Did you get in any of those love sessions with Diddy?
Excuse me?
The Diddy love sessions? I just got to ask. I know a lot of people who were writing. I was just wondering how they were.
No, I was not... I was not at Diddy's house, man.
I didn't say you were. I said the love sessions.
The Diddy sessions, the Diddy houses.
A lot of people wrote on that album.
And it was a great album.
Did you write on it?
Nah, I didn't write on it.
I just gotta ask.
Nah, Bryson was on there. He shout out to Bryson. He did some cool shit on there.
Bryson's a Pen Griffey, man.
Yeah, Pen Griffey.
For sure.
Yeah.
Do you feel any level of pressure? Because with the anticipation, right?
Yeah.
It's like now there's just, do you feel the pressure at all? Like,
yeah, like once now that we drop problems with Pusha, I've seen a different response and different people crawling out of woodworks like, hey, who is this guy? What is he doing? And then like I noticed like when I go live and preview music, blogs pick it up like immediately by the time I'm off live. And I'm like, damn.
That's new.
So it's new. So people are paying more attention than they were. And so now it's like, oh shit, everything I say on these records, I want it to be potent. I want it to be like me. So I'm like, all right, let me take some time and actually craft this to where if it came out or it leaked, I wouldn't give a damn. I'd be like, this is what it is, and that's what it's gonna be.
For sure.
So
what is the because obviously, you know, TDE's got such a dynamic roster of artists. I feel like you know there needs to be like a new fresh face, and you're that.
Yeah. I feel like that's what we're working on.
But I was going to ask you, like, what is... I always wonder, because I feel like when people sign to TDE or some of these bigger labels that we kind of look at as crews, the assumption is just everyone's, like, hanging out all the time and friendly and friends. Are you, like is your relationship with your label mates, is everything, like, you guys hang out, you chop it up with...
So, I think there's a dynamic to it. Like, some people, just like normal people in real life, you draw to more and they draw to you. So, it's like if you...
Who do you draw to?
I rock with everybody. But, yeah. Like, close, like, I... Outside of studio, probably Rock.
Yeah, J-Rock's the best.
Yeah, me, you know what I'm saying? Me, Rock, Zay.
Yeah, shout out to Zay.
Everybody, we all like locked in, but I feel like those people outside of the studio would be like, oh, just normal conversation. They'll just pick up the phone and call me, and we just chop it up about just regular life.
For people who don't know, you have an interest.
Dotie, I'm tripping.
She's great. Shout out to Tampa. Tampa legend. Talk to me about your story a bit, because for people who don't know, they'll listen, they'll hear the music when your album comes out, but you went through a traumatic experience losing your baby mama.
Yeah.
Which you've rapped about in freestyles before.
Yeah.
Before you were signed.
Yeah.
It's a big part of your story. Kind of share that, you know, if you don't mind, just because obviously I can only imagine what it'd be like losing the mother of your child and then being an up and coming artist, trying to support the kid, trying to be both parents. Like that's got to be a struggle, man.
No, it was trash for sure. It was trash. We, when everything happened, like I was in Arizona, you know, like but it happened in California. So it was a tough time. There was no like help. There was no like county that like, you know, county situation that could help me, place me in a home, nothing. And my credit was bad. I had money in my pocket, but no credit. So I was sleeping in the car with my daughter for like, I want to say like 2 months.
Damn.
And then like we figured it out. Don't get me wrong, like I was sleeping on people's couches, but my actual place where I was like the most.
Like you didn't have like an actual, like this spot. Is my house.
Yeah, I was in the car for like 2 months. And then, but you talking about when it happened or after it happened?
Just like obviously, you know.
She passed away from having my daughter.
Right, so, but I'm saying like when that happens.
It turned something on. It was either going to be like, I'm going to either be a bum, like, and my daughter going to not have nothing, or I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that my daughter got everything. And I feel like that's what clicked me into gear of being like, go crazy, because there ain't no other option.
It's like I can imagine, bro, sleeping with your daughter in the car.
Yeah, and then you, on top of that, you like, the stress of her mom being dead, and then the stress of you being like, I'm really in a car.
And you got to be strong for her, for your kid.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when her mom died, I was so like, it's probably a bad thing, you know what I'm saying, when I look back now, but when her mom died, I tried not to cry in front of like her whole family, because I didn't want them to think I was weak, to be like, oh, he ain't going to be able to take care of her.
Right.
So I was like trying not to cry as much, but I'm crying. But I'm just like,
you were getting it out through your freestyles, though.
Yeah, I was getting it out through the freestyles. It kind of worked. Then therapy.
Yeah. Therapy's important.
Yeah.
Do you still go to therapy now? Or
nah,
is
I'm
this
healed.
Something you had to get through?
I'm healed.
Do you think anyone's ever actually healed, though?
Yeah. I feel like that don't define nobody. Like,
right.
your trauma that you live through don't define you. I feel like somebody else was in that same predicament as me, and they made it out, figured out. So I don't try to wither in the misery too long. It was just like, all right, for sure, that's a moment of my life. I acted out when it came to like how I treated people for like the first 2 years, but then after therapy, I was cool.
Damn, that's crazy. Sleeping on couches with the baby, trying to figure out where to sleep.
Like if CPS would have found out like
right. Where
we were sleeping, it would have been over for me. I'd have been for sure.
Where'd you guys park at night? Like at times,
it would be like, I would try to find streets that don't have like street lights.
Right.
So it was more like that. We just find a street. And then,
and this all in Phoenix?
Nah, this is in, it was back and forth. So Phoenix, I never, actually Phoenix, let me stop capping. I never slept out there because Arizona Reggie.
Shout out to that guy.
Yeah, so anytime it was like go over there. But when I was in Cali, when I went back to Long Beach, that's where it was at.
Damn.
And so it was like, those was the nights.
That's crazy, man. What would be, for you, man, like, if you had to kind of give any sort of advice to anybody who's going through any sort of like serious grief like that, like, I mean, obviously you had no choice but to get through because you had to do it for your little girl, but
yeah, for sure.
You know, I know when people lose people, sometimes it feels like the world ends and there's no like other side of the, like, you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
If you lose somebody that close to you, it really could like derail your whole life.
If
you let it.
My outlook is different than a lot of people's though, because I already been through so much stuff and so many losses. So I'd be like, a lot of the things I digest properly because I'm a poet, so I can write everything out to kind of like cope.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it like it's a part of the story. So everything that happens, I'd be like, that was supposed to happen. It was part of the story. It might be fucked up, but it's like, that's just what it is. Yeah,
listen,
and it's life if you want one.
For sure. You have a song where you address this situation and it literally made me shed a tear.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the craziest shit I ever heard.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, that's what I'm saying. The project.
I can't wait for people to hear that, dude.
When we get into that, I like, but I want people to also, the reason why we're waiting so long, because I don't want people to sympathize. I don't want them to empathize.
Right.
So it's like, I want people to be like, yo, that kid is crazy. That kid is funny. He's, you know what I'm saying? He's a dope artist. And then you double back and be like, wait, what is his story? Mm-hmm. Then you go check out the story. Not, hey, did you hear about that kid who baby mama died? His music is dope. Right. Versus, you get what I'm saying?
Do you feel like there was a point in time where people, because you, that was a lot of the, you were rapping about like.
Real life. They boxed me into that. They tried to.
I feel like initially,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I had to like scale back because I'm like, that's not me.
Right.
In its entire.
Right.
Entirety. Like I'm a person who have layers. I'm like, I make music for women. I make music for ratchet niggas. And I make mm-hmm. music for the conscious people who actually think about the stuff that they do in life.
Yeah.
So we had to figure out a way to combine all of those and make the artist who I am now. And that's where we at.
I mean, when you dropped this Pusher record, I was excited because I was like, finally.
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 The rollout started.
Yeah. Yeah, now we about to go crazy.
Does that mean the album is done?
Huh?
Is the album already done?
I don't
done?
Think the album ever done until it come out.
That's fair.
When the album come out, then that's because I can make
Because how many songs do you actually have? Like, because you've been working nonstop for, it feels like, 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Been about five, right?
Like four.
Okay. Like right before the pandemic.
Yeah.
So, like, I've heard so many amazing records. How do you pick what's on the album, what's on the next album?
Because I'm like one of those people who evolve every like 6 months.
But then you also might get demo-itis, which artists get.
Yeah, but
and they'll leave some ill shit off the album.
But I think that people who like around me, they don't let that happen because it's, you know, it's not just me like, okay, this is the album.
Like right now, if you listen to your album, like what's on the like tentative track list, what's the oldest song on there?
It's a record I got with a big feature. Can't say, but it's like, that's probably the oldest record on there.
Singer or rapper?
Singer.
Hmm. Hmm. What city they from?
I'm not saying none of that.
Yes.
You trying to get that clip, huh?
You can't even give me the city?
Huh?
State.
Mm-mm.
Coast.
Mm-mm.
Coast?
If I say it, you're going to know exactly. No. If you,
wait. East?
No.
Southwest?
No.
North? Oh, north.
No.
Oh, north? How north?
Nah,
super north?
Super north is crazy.
Ooh, super north.
Yeah, nah.
Ooh. Like Canada.
Canada north?
Ooh, Canada.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You feel me?
Damn. Shout out to the Justin Bieber in The Weeknd. So you got a song with both of them coming soon.
Yep.
Nice. Good
yeah,
for you.
Both of them. There's your clip.
I love it.
New record.
That'll be like, that should be the Canadian national anthem if you get both of them on a fucking record. That'd I don't think they've ever been on a song together.
Who?
Justin Bieber and The Weeknd.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
They have two totally different.
They got to do it for the country, bro. Like for just like for the like, you know what I'm saying? Like imagine if they did like a real Canada anthem. It'd be the softest shit ever.
Yeah, but no, I think it would be slap.
You think so?
I think it would slap. Weeknd fire.
You know what I want? I want somebody to remake Hulk Hogan's theme song, but make it hip hop.
Why?
Because it'd be hard. Do you ever listen to wrestling theme songs while you're driving around? I do.
Nah, man, we ain't listening to no.
You're not a wrestling fan, obviously.
Huh? I watch wrestling. I literally put it on a verse.
Who's your favorite wrestler?
My favorite wrestler was John Cena.
Jesus, says every 12-year-old.
But get off me, cause I got like Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy. I put those in like I reference
the Hardy
that.
Brothers.
Yeah.
Yes.
I reference that.
Good.
I reference like wrestlers in one of my songs, like a lot of my songs on the project.
As you should.
You know what I'm saying? Naked Truth. I fuck a Raw. I'm watching Raw. Like
the Naked Truth.
My Naked Truth.
Oh, that's okay. 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 I thought you said that was the name of a wrestler first. I'm like, who the fuck is that? R-Truth? You mean? There's a guy named R-Truth.
I know who R-Truth is.
He's a rapper too.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Who your favorite wrestler? Rikishi.
You remember when Rikishi used to put his ass in people's faces?
That shit wicked.
Crazy.
Wicked, bro.
Bro, if you look back at some of that shit, you're like, dog.
Yeah,
like, they did this shit on TV.
TV of me
there
freaking.
There was a giant fat man with a Suki. G-string on.
He was the first Suki.
Crazy. Just put. When you say the first, like, Sukiana?
Hmm? You know how she be like, she bold with the.
Well, she be eating asses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. Now, I mean, my favorite wrestler is Stone Cold. He's right there.
Of course he is.
Why?
Because you have blue eyes.
Thanks. And Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt's my guy. Rest in peace. Love Bray. So when's the album coming out? Do we have any idea?
No. What I'm trying to do this year is just build that audience to actually demand a project. And I got people on my page. Cut it out. They just album. But I'm talking about like a worldwide demand where you like.
So it sounds like not this year.
No, it sounds like this year because we're going to drop if we can, you can't start it and stop rolling. It got to keep going.
So I hope not.
Nah, we got some stuff coming very soon. Like very soon, right after problems. Like right, like so. It's and gonna keep going.
And people also don't realize you have a ton of music videos already shot.
Yeah. We were doing the groundwork already.
Bro, you guys been shooting fucking videos, like, and I remember just being like, God damn, like, they must really have a plan for this. Like, because, dog, how many unreleased music videos are you sitting on?
I don't know. At least probably, like, that I know that could come out, probably, like, 5-6.
That's tight.
Because, you know, sound change.
You still, you got any JD Films videos from back in the day?
Brand, I would shoot some, like other stuff with JD. I don't have any unreleased. Yeah. I would shoot some new stuff with JD.
Yeah, JD's, you know, he was
kind of... we didn't went viral a bunch. You know what I'm saying? And he, like, part of the story when it comes down to, like, my daughter and mom passing away.
Yeah, shout out
to JD. Like, he helped a lot, so, you know what I mean?
If you could tell me who your biggest influences are as an MC just growing up, who would it be?
Snoop, 50, Weezy, Drake, Fabulous, Jadakiss. That was probably as a kid. That's like as a kid, the most.
What about like when you, because when you have your songwriter hat on, who's somebody who's like melodies or lyrics?
Sade, Neo.
Yeah.
So who did I say? Sade, Neo, Future.
Future, for sure.
T-Pain.
Hmm. I feel like you and T-Pain could do a song. That doesn't seem like it's out of the realm of possibilities.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, that'd be fire. T-Pain's crazy.
He's great.
And
if you pull off the Sade feature, you're the greatest of all time.
Yeah, Sade is crazy. That's like somebody.
That's like my bucket list concert.
A Sade
I'm just waiting for her to go on tour. Like, I don't know, like.
Is she still fine? Like, is she older? Like,
I don't think it's possible for her to not be fine.
Cause she even if she's that's like, a beautiful woman.
Listen, man.
She make like massage music. You like.
For sure. She makes music. That you like, yeah, you definitely, you go to the Asian tug, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Get tugged off while the Sade's playing in
wait,
the
wait, what? What did we, what? What?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
No.
No, okay.
I've never got tugged off at no Asian place. What's to you?
Not me either. I just heard that they got Sade playing. Yeah.
Right.
No, Sade's the GOAT. Hey, I think Sade... I think if Cher's still kind of like, she's like, you know, 70-something.
Mm-hmm. Cher? I don't know Cher. She's out of my...
You don't know who that is?
No.
Really? Cher? You don't know who the fuck Cher is? The old lady, she's fucking Tiger's A&R?
You saying it like 3 times, like I'm going to be like, oh, that's Cher.
You believe in love after love. Some white people shit, apparently.
Yeah, it's white people shit. Yeah,
that's fair. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Can you tell us any features?
Any features on a project?
Any at all?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Y'all gonna see him?
Mm.
Y'all gonna see him?
How many TDE family members are on your first album?
A couple.
A couple, so two?
No.
Two TDE features?
It's a couple of them.
Wow. Hmm.
It's a couple of my dogs on there.
At least two. A couple of your dogs, so a couple of men. A
couple of my dogs. They could. Dochi, my dog. Sizzle, yeah. My dog. Like, what do you mean?
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, I know you were on, like, when you got signed, like, it was kind of like, it's pretty obvious, like, Kendrick was leaving the label. Did you guys ever have any?
Yeah. We definitely connected. We connected, like, right when I got in.
Yeah.
Like, right when I signed, we had, like, good conversations. He, like, very humble in that.
The most humble motherfucker alive.
Yeah. He introduced himself to me, and I'm like, you're Dot. Like you
should have said, duh.
No, I was like, of course I know who you are. I was like, nigga, I know who you is.
Duh.
And he was like, no, I don't expect everybody to know who I am. And it stuck with me because I'm like, damn.
That's a fair point, man.
You know what I mean? You get too big-headed, you can't fit indoors.
And you should always, like, acknowledge everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like they're your equal. You know
if you
saying?
If you think you're bigger than the program, you're going to find out you ain't.
Did he give you any game at all besides introducing yourself to everybody?
That was, like, one of the biggest pieces, actually. That was like, he talked to me about other stuff, but stuff that like I hold with me internally is like that right there, that moment right there. I was like, damn, like you the biggest artist in the world at this time. You could easily be like, what's the deal?
Yeah.
But he like, no, what's how you doing, bro? Kendrick Lamar. So to me, it's like always stay humble.
For sure.
And keep that same integrity that you had when you came in.
If you weren't doing music and you had to go do something else, what are you doing?
I
throw music out the no songwriting, no music, no making beats, nothing. What are you doing with your life?
I'll probably be in jail because I didn't do.
No, I'm talking about right now. Let's say you just get uninspired. You're like, I'm done with this shit. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go to school.
I like that.
I'm gonna go to school. I'm gonna go to college.
DeVry?
Huh?
Like what kind of school?
DeVry is crazy, bro. You
remember DeVry?
I'm not going to no but fucking
you,
DeVry.
You remember dog. DeVry?
Yes, I remember DeVry.
They got in trouble.
Why would I go to DeVry when I could go to ICDC College?
I don't know what that is.
See? You need to educate yourself.
What's ICDC?
It's crazy. ICDC College was lit. So, I would go to school. I would go back to school. I would probably do something in like the medical field.
Oh, that's dope. Like a nurse?
Not a nurse.
Doctor?
I would probably go off to try to be like a doctor or something.
Which field of doctory? Or would you be like a foot doctor? A gynecologist?
A gynecologist?
A dentist?
No. I would probably be the baby deliverer? The person who deliver babies.
What's that called?
You
would be a baby deliverer?
You know what I mean.
Hey, you know what's crazy, dude? I feel like if you are the guy who delivers babies every day of your life, you got to look at certain anatomy in like a real like high respect.
Yeah, I would do it for on a different level. I would do it more for like, you know, my daughter's mom. I'd be like, oh, this was, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then
it's like a mission almost. Cause, yeah.
Make sure everybody make it out alive. It would be like something like that if I was going to go back and try to change. Because I would still try to change the world and do something that's going to touch the world. But
what about hobby wise? What's your hobby?
I be drawing.
You draw? Like, what do you draw?
Dragon Ball Z.
Rest in peace to the guy who, I don't remember his name. You probably know his name. I don't watch anime.
I don't watch anime. I watch Dragon Ball Z, though. Dragon Ball Z ain't anime. Let's get that out.
It is.
Nah, man. It's
the biggest anime ever. Just because it's fucking popular don't mean it's not anime.
My people watch it. Your people watch it.
Are you trying to say anime is exclusively for Asian viewers?
No, I'm saying we all watch it.
So what's that mean? Huh? It's still an anime.
Nah,
Pokemon's
bro.
A fucking anime.
Is Pokemon anime?
Yes! The Boondocks is an anime. It's the style of animation, bro.
I like the style of animation of the Boondocks and Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z. But all that other shit, I'm not doing
So that. You're an anime geek.
Huh? Like, we I ain't gonna lie, we used to, the people who thought they was Naruto,
you used to beat them up?
No, we just used to, laugh how they used to run down the hallways with their hands behind their back in middle school and high school, sad work, scared the hoes off.
But the guys who would act like they're...
they go like Super Saiyan in the hallway.
So would you discriminate against Naruto fans, is what you're saying?
No, were you the person going Super Saiyan in the hallway?
No, I'll be honest with you. I'm 36. So when I was a kid...
Damn.
Fuck you. When I was a kid, there wasn't this anime wave that's hit like now. There was Pokemon, and people had Pokemon cards. But I used to steal Pokemon cards and sell them.
Who's that facts in the back?
Delinquents. And then like really back in the day, there was Pogs. You know what a pog is?
Slammers. Nope.
Get them motherfucking slammers, bruh.
No.
And you'd be taking people's pogs, taking their slammers, bruh.
I don't like how that sounds, bro.
These fucking tubes.
I don't like that.
A big ass tube like this, and it's full of pogs. And then at recess, you would fucking battle for pogs.
So you take
I had a Charles Barkley slammer. It was a heavier pog. You throw that shit on the pogs, and shits would flip over. You get to keep that shit. You don't even know what a pog is?
No
pog.
Nah, I don't know what no pog is, bro.
You should bring them shits back for your merch.
I'm not doing no pogs, no slammers.
Bro, you should do a Ravon slammer. Bro, you understand if you brought pogs back, you know how rich you'd be?
How rich would I be?
Fucking, you get paid if you get these little fuckers off them iPads into pogs again.
I don't know. I like my kids be on iPad.
iPad's like parent 2.0.
I'd be like, get out of here.
Bro, I swear it's like a babysitter.
I mean.
Take your iPad. Get the fuck out of here.
What are you?
To my son.
What is he, like 10?
He is 10. Yeah. Or like, hey, you want the Oculus? Here, put the Oculus on. Stay in this little square.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ever fuck with the Oculus?
No.
3D?
No.
No?
Only way I'm doing that is if you could put music on there. Could we put music on there?
Yeah, you could do anything on there.
So you can listen to Problems on there?
Yeah, you can listen to anything on there. They got Spotify on there. They got Netflix.
They got to put Problems on there.
They got porn on there.
They got problems on there?
Yeah. You can play problems while you watch the 3D porn.
No.
Bro, it's crazy. You'd be like looking around and the girl's like right here. Like she's really there. It's pretty crazy.
Big freak, man. Come
nah,
on.
No. Only
man, I don't use no Oculus.
I legit only
watch. I'm a rapper.
Listen, I only watch.
I'm a rapper. I'm going to just open my DMs.
Oh, fucking sick flex. Sick flex. I'm sorry. You're above watching Oculus porn.
Oculus porn is ridiculous.
No, you got to try. It's the first thing you go to. I got to see what it looks like. I'm sitting in my fucking crib watching that shit. I got too many kids in my house. I can't do that shit. There's no privacy, bro. And like, it's the type of shit where if you have it on, you don't even know if someone walks in the fucking room.
Right.
Because you're in a different world. You know what I'm saying?
It's a
very impractical way of consuming erotic cinema if you're if you have children and a wife and roommates or et cetera.
Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be a single man with your own apartment if you're going to fuck with that.
Yeah. Sure. It's high.
Loud.
It's high level.
I put it on Blueface. Pause. Blueface came in for an interview and I just bought the Oculus.
Oh, yeah.
So he was like, yo, I want to see the porn. I was like, all right, I'll load some shit up. So he put it on. He looked down. He's like, bro, my dick is white. It was funny. Yeah, shout out to Blueface. Free that man.
Free Blueface.
Free Blueface, man. All right, so album coming before the end of the year.
Hopefully. That's the plan.
I don't know, man.
That's the plan.
We've been waiting.
Yeah.
Been waiting.
Nah, we gonna have something for
it's
y'all.
It's the slowest rollout ever.
No, it ain't. Mm. We just started rolling out.
Well, you know. Fair enough.
Did I just drop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
well, hopefully.
No. Then we gonna to have some.
All right. When's the next song coming out?
Soon. Very soon. That's all I can say.
You're really good with general, like, statements. Nothing specific.
Huh?
Nothing specific.
What?
Just the specificity of specific.
See what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. They at TDE. Yeah, at TDE, they give you media training.
Did you have to go through media training?
Yeah.
What's some, that? Some artists like don't. You get a packet?
You don't get a packet. They just tell you, like, you know, watch what the fuck you be talking about.
Right.
And control your conversation.
Yeah.
So
I bet you they had a fucking, their heads exploded when Reason went on Back on Fig. Yo, when that shit happened, I was just like, oh my God, this is the most non-TDE shit of all time. What is happening?
Nah.
Hey, before you went on this media run, did they show you a clip of that and say, don't do this? Whatever you do, don't do this. My goodness, that was fun.
Yo, bro. Man, nah, they don't like.
Is it like a class?
It's not.
Do you have to like take a test?
It's not a class, dog. They just tell you, like, they tell you, you know, what's good points to talk about and things that's going to be beneficial for you. You can go there and talk and shoot shit, but make sure you get your point across of what you're over there for.
What has been, you know, I think Top is, like, the most prolific CEO we've had in hip-hop in probably, like, 30 years, something like that. What has been, he's very meticulous and purposeful. There's no, like, accidents, I feel like, with Top. Except for what happened on Back on Fig, which he had no control over, obviously. But I'm curious, like, what are the things that, you know, obviously you're really close with him and he's speaks very highly of you and, you know, he's obviously got big plans for you. But what's something you've learned from him working so closely? Because he doesn't do a lot of interviews. He doesn't do a lot of,
right?
You know, we see him courtside at the Laker game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What have you learned from Top that, that you know, you, even if you move on from TDE in 100 years, that you'll always...
It sounds cliche, but patience.
Yeah.
Clearly, you know, you got to be, like, very patient on your time, and when it's for you, it's gonna happen. And people say that, but you see it in real time when it's, like, with a mogul like Top, where you're like, okay, he'll tell you to be patient, and then some better than what was going to come out comes up, and you be like, oh, man, if I would have put that out, I would have been mad that I, you know, I
like
put that out.
You wasted a shot.
Yeah, you wasted a shot. So he don't let you waste. I think it's with me, though, because it's so much pressure because of, like, being the new face of the new generation of TDE.
Right.
I think that's, like, a thing where it's like we can't miss with you, and you not the person that's going to miss. Right. So
it's almost like that's kind of the legacy of the label.
Yeah.
It's like, we waited so long for SOS, but SOS comes and it's like fucking one of the greatest R&B albums ever.
Yeah. And you appreciate it.
Grammy snubbed, by the way.
Yeah, they snubbed her. But crazy. you appreciate that so much more because right. you like waited for it, but you got it, and you like, even though the people like it took a minute, she still gave you a classic body of work.
Oh my God.
Period.
Snooze is probably the best R&B single since
when that album dropped.
22.
And people still playing it like it's new. Yeah,
for sure.
So like that's what I'm saying. Looking at that and you like, the man know what he talking about. Mm-hmm. So I just shut up and be like, all right, for sure. There's mm-hmm. a reason you in that chair.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And once I figure out what works, then I got a strong enough opinion to even go back and forth. Usually I just be like, I came here to learn. Like I'm a student first. Right. So I'd be paying attention to like how everybody move, how everybody do, and be like, all right, for sure. That's why I'm in such a good space and a positive position, because I came to terms with that.
You got to do some touring with Isaiah Rashad.
Crazy. One of the best performers I've ever seen in my life.
Isaiah is one of the GOATs, for sure. And he's one of the fucking GOATs when it comes to this bar shit, for sure.
Yeah, no, he be rapping.
And he be putting together fucking classic bodies of work.
Yeah.
But what was that like? Because that was pretty early for you.
That was like right after I announced. Right after I announced, I went on tour. And, like,
and two, you didn't have weeks. A lot of like, quote-unquote, TD records out.
Yeah, I didn't have.
I think you had an EP out, right?
I had those three records out. Mm-hmm. Yep, my announcement records. That was crazy to me. It was like, damn, I'm really going on tour. I'm really about to go see the world because of rap. To me, that's how I looked at it. And it was just more of an experience of like, I'm seeing the world because of rap. I didn't even take it all in. I just was like, until after the tour. After the tour, I kind of was like, damn. But beforehand, I was just like, yo, it's crazy. So,
is the next time you're going to hit the stage, like on a tour capacity, you're going to be your own tour, or you're going to be
I hope so. Opening I for hope, someone? I hope that, like, you know, my music do what it's supposed to do when we drop, and then I'm able to do that.
Right.
But if not, I don't have no problem going out with Isaiah, going out with Q, going out with none of them.
Have you played any golf with Q?
I don't play golf.
Yeah, I played golf for the first time, like, 3 weeks ago?
Your first time?
I mean, I used to fucking been to Topgolf drunk. You
what
know,
about real golf,
is.
Though?
I feel no, like I you, went real golf.
I feel like you was born like with a skill for golf.
Listen, I fucked my hand up. I hit the first time I swung a club, I hit the grass so hard, not the ball. I fucking broke, I feel like I broke a bone in my hand. My shit's still sore right now.
That's sick work. You saying that just happened?
It happened like 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah, that's out.
Nah. It's a bad look.
I'm not playing golf.
Fuck golf. That shit is overrated as fuck.
Yeah, I'm not playing golf, bro. I'm not playing golf.
Nah.
We play football.
That's a wild thing to do.
What?
Play football. To fucking tackle? Flag? What if you get a concussion, bro, and you can't rap anymore? It's not worth it.
I got enough music.
Play basketball.
I got enough music.
Would you play soccer?
Soccer? Hell nah. Somebody kicked you? You ever got kicked in your shin?
Yeah. What about tetherball?
I broke my pinky playing tetherball.
I think someone should bring Pogs and Tetherball back.
I won't be that person.
I think it could be
I'm going to keep rapping.
What if Wiz Khalifa owns a part of the PFL? I think G-Uzi owns a part of a soccer team. What if you started a fucking Tetherball league? That shit could pop. It'd be like the Drew League, bro, but for Tetherball. You can have all the fucking rappers.
And we get all the, like, the domestic men to, like, join or what? Like,
when you say domestic men, what do you mean?
The people who beat their wives.
So, like, Little Reese?
Who?
Huh?
Bro, who gonna play tetherball?
So would it only be rappers with domestic violence?
I didn't say rappers. I did not say rappers. I said just men.
So it'd be Little Reese and Diddy would be the coach.
That's wicked, bro. You would watch that?
I fucking would, for sure.
I don't
you know. Wouldn't watch?
I don't know if I would watch that.
Oh my God. Did he coaching someone tether? You gotta hit it harder, where they won't ever say anything ever again, and make him make that tetherball sign an NDA.
No, I'm not watching nobody.
Have you seen the slap league?
You would sign a TD. You would sign a NDA before you play tetherball at Diddy's house.
No, I would never go to. I wouldn't go. Nah. Well, I mean, I don't know if I wouldn't go. But I would have, like, what are we talking about here, you know?
No, I'm saying, like,
everyone's got a price.
Mm. Man, you're a wild dude, dog.
Have you watched the Slap League, though?
Yeah, I've seen the Slap League.
That shit's wild.
I wouldn't do that.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to try to spin a block.
Yeah. Do you watch any sports?
Yeah, I watch basketball and football.
Are you a Laker, Rams guy? Or?
Lakers, Rams, all the way.
Were you a Rams fan when they were in St. Louis?
Hell no.
Mm. So who were you fucking with back then?
Raiders.
Why not? Still. Because the Rams are in L.A.?
Because they're in Vegas.
Which is kind of like L.A.
No, it's not.
Everybody moves
That's
there.
Like Lancaster more than...
It is. But it's like, you know, people move to Vegas, they save the tax money.
They say the what?
Tax money, and they don't get banged on as hard. Pause.
True.
Yeah. Vegas is very L.A. It's just not.
Nah.
One day, you're going to be rich enough where you're going to consider moving there. I'm not saying you're going to.
Vegas?
You're going to be like, wait, how much can I save on taxes over here? I'm telling you.
Mm-mm.
A lot of your counterparts.
I've seen wild shit at the casinos in Vegas. I ain't going to lie to you.
What's the wildest thing you've seen at a casino?
It was just some... It ain't like wild yet, but it's wild. Mm. I've seen somebody like... digging in their nose in the casino,
and then
playing on a machine, and then looked at me and did it again and kept like with.
I was playing a slot, right? And there was this old ass lady, bro.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long this bitch, she was had a fucking oxygen
machine. First of all, why she gotta be how it is?
Let me tell you why she's a bitch, all right? Listen, this bitch had an oxygen machine, a cigarette, and I'm sitting, you know, they're like, this is the slot. So there's a chair here, a chair here, a chair here. So I'm sitting here and she's sitting here, very much in each other's space. This bitch shat her pants because she didn't want to get up.
That's good looking. Like she.
Nah, bro. It's fucking disgusting. So I'm in the middle of trying.
So you're going to make her feel bad about shitting herself?
Of course.
She's an older lady.
It's because she's an addict.
She's an older
lady. She didn't want to get off her machine because she was waiting for the bonus to hit. And so she shat herself instead.
That bonus hit.
That's fucking disgusting.
Did that bonus hit?
I don't know. I got the fuck up.
I bet you she got that bonus.
I don't know.
Are you shitting me?
She was shitting me. Well, listen, you got the new song with Push Out, new album on the way. Hopefully. Hey, with TD, you never know.
Nah, we doing some shit this year.
I sure hope so.
Yeah,
a lot of big features on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift. Yeah.
All the good people. Demi.
Who?
Demi Lovato.
Oh, you don't want that feature. Pass on that.
These are all Disney people. They all fire. We going viral.
You don't want Demi Lovato. You could do better than that.
That's crazy. She's a talented human being.
Yeah, a lot of people are talented. You'll be fine without a Demi Lovato feature. Get the Taylor Swift one.
What? I feel like
Demi Lovato. Anyway, listen, man. I'm just happy you're putting out music. I look forward to the album. Anything else you got coming up?
New music. Yeah, then I got some Tubi movies, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
No.
Tubi's fire.
Tubi is fire.
Did you see the...
Everything feels like it's
Did you see the movie that they have on Tubi called The Rapper Got Shot in the Ankle or some shit?
That's what it's called?
It's called... And it's about a rapper named Raven the Stallion and Corey Lanes.
Is this real?
Yes. And it's called The Rapper Who Got Shot in the Foot. And the characters' names in the movie are...
Y'all for real?
It's on Tubi.
Man.
You know how I asked you, if music went away, what would you do? If everything changed for me, I would just make Tubi movies.
I mean, I seen a Tubi movie. I was in the back.
Really?
I was like, is that me?
Swear.
Nigga pumping gas. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Niggas just shoot anywhere on Tubi. It don't even matter.
Tubi's fire. Shout out to Tubi, man.
What My granny watched Tubi, so it's lit.
I look forward to seeing your Tubi debut very soon and hearing your...
Can we put my music on Tubi? You think we should put my music videos on Tubi?
I think so.
I'd be lit.
MySpace. You'd be in my top 8 if we had a MySpace. I'd have you as the song. You
know? How did we get here?
I don't know. I ate shrooms earlier, so that's how we got here. Ray Vaughn, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for coming through, buddy.
No problem.
There it is.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody.
It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.